from KQED. Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon.
Download the My Shake app. Please do so. Let's be prepared for the next big one.
That was Governor Gavin Newsom talking about the rollout of California's new earthquake early warning system yesterday. He spoke in Oakland, where the eastern span of the Old Bay Bridge used to meet land. Part of that bridge collapsed and a nearby freeway pancaked during the Loma Prieta quake 30 years ago. The alert system, the first of its kind in the nation, sends warnings through a cell phone app called MyShake. KQED's Mary Franklin Harvin has more.
The app, designed by a team at UC Berkeley, will send messages called shake alerts when an earthquake registers a magnitude 4.5 or above, giving people precious seconds to prepare. The sensor network that feeds the data to the alert system has been in place around the state for a few years already and is so sensitive that you may get the warning
before you even feel the shaking.
That's Ching Kai Kong, one of the app's developers. While the alert system currently uses that existing network, Kong says the MyShake app will also use sensors inside smartphones.
So that in the future, at places where we don't have these traditional sensors, that we can use the phone itself, like the sensors inside the phone itself, to detect the earthquake and issue earthquake warning.
It's kind of a citizen science project, Kong says. The more people who download the app, the better its monitoring will become. MyShake allows users to report tremors from their phones. So what are you waiting for? Download the app. And while you're at it, have you packed your earthquake kit yet? For the California Report, I'm Mary Franklin Hartman.
In the city of Visalia in the Central Valley, construction has begun on the largest Catholic parish church in the country. St. Charles Borromeo Church will seat more than 3,000 people. But one of the driving forces behind building such a massive mega parish is the decline in priests. KQED's Kathleen Quillian explains.
Fresno has the second fastest growing Catholic diocese in the country. It saw 7% growth last year, and currently about 27,000 parishioners attend their churches. But the dwindling number of men entering the priesthood is putting a strain on the resources of these growing parishes. Deacon Henry Medina, with the Diocese of Fresno, is on the building committee for the new church. He says that the Catholic community of Visalia needs this larger house of worship now more than ever.
Because we don't have enough priests. We were at one time just doing about 19 masses on the weekend, and because there wasn't enough space to keep everybody. And because of the lack of resources, we had to build a big church.
Deacon Medina says that the larger facility will allow them to serve the Filipino and Latino families of Visalia with a more reasonable 3 to 4 weekend masses. St. Charles Borromeo is expected to open in spring 2021. For the California Report, I'm Kathleen Quillian.
Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is investigating another racist photo circulating online, this one mocking undocumented immigrants. There have been a series of photos in recent years showing students there engaged in racist behavior, like wearing blackface. This latest incident appeared the same week as a diversity awareness conference at the school. KCBX's Tyler Pratt has more.
The photo shows students wearing red bandanas and throwing mock gang signs with a caption that reads, "Cowboys versus illegal aliens." Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong quickly condemned the photo. Then on Thursday, to kick off the conference, he unveiled the findings of a campus-wide survey about diversity and inclusion.
The results are very sobering, but also will help us move forward.
The major findings were Black, Hispanic, and Latinx communities overwhelmingly feel discriminated against and marginalized at the primarily white institution. Here's 20-year-old business major Andrew Robertson.
Like for me, I'm half Black, half Filipino, and the only other Black people I see are other athletes.
Robertson thinks the university needs to recruit more students from more communities of color. Armstrong says the school will now rethink its policies, including ally education, faculty hiring, and attracting lower-income students, all with the goal of rebranding Cal Poly as a university where everyone is welcome. For the California Report, I'm Tyler Pratt in San Luis Obispo.
While House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats continue the impeachment inquiry in Washington, D.C., pockets of President Trump's supporters rallied around the country yesterday against his impeachment. From KVPR in Fresno, Carrie Klein called up the organizer of one rally in Bakersfield.
About a couple dozen people showed up alongside Craig Luther to protest Democrats in Congress and show their support for Trump's reelection.
We're pushing back because we love the direction our country's moving in. Jobs are being created at home. The economy is just bursting.
Luther, a military historian from Tehachapi, said his group was waving American flags and signs that say "Stop the Impeachment Witch Hunt." While we talked, cars honked and revved their engines, though not always in support.
You know, this is a very divided country, and I have to tell you, I have never been flipped off more times in my entire life than I have in the last hour.
Luther planned the rally to coincide with pro-Trump marches organized nationally. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Klein in Fresno.
And finally, back in 1979, a landmark lawsuit changed the way African-American kids in California get assigned to special education classes. A judge ruled using IQ tests to place kids in special ed was discriminatory because the tests were Eurocentric and pushed Black kids into dead-end classes. We meet Larry P., the kid at the center of that case, 40 years later.
I walked to school and cried all the way. I just didn't like it, you know, because they wasn't teaching us nothing.
The California Report's Weekend Magazine brings you the story of that case and the ways many African-American parents in our state are still grappling with a special ed system they say doesn't always work to help kids. Tune in this afternoon on KQED Radio or check out the California Report Magazine's podcast.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Energy Upgrade California, reminding Californians to use less energy every day. Keep it golden at energyupgradecalifornia.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
And that's the California Report for Friday, October 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer and Katie McMurrin, with help from Seal Muller. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. Have a good weekend.